Welcome to Talking Hoosier Baseball for Sunday, March 6th, 2022. Yesterday, the Indiana Hoosiers defeated Missouri State 12-3. IUBase.com's Cassidy Palmer was on hand and was able to have a discussion with both head coach Jeff Mercer and catcher Matthew Ellis, who hit two home runs on the day.
Came out swinging in that first inning with six hits. And those were largely longer at-bats, average of about five pitches per. Was that the approach coming in? Was that the plan, or was that more of what they were throwing?
I would say more of what they're throwing. Just the ability to have a long at-bat, the ability to work into a count that we can manage is great, but we also want to be able to be aggressive to pitches that we can hit. And that guy did a good job. I know we scored some runs there, but did a good job of forcing us to manage our at-bats and expand. And the guys did an awesome job of competing, extending at-bats, and then being able to put a ball in play and find a way to hopefully find a hit, right? And they did a good job of that.
And then on the other side, Perkins really settled in for another three scoreless innings after losing the zone a bit in the third. Did you and Coach Glantz see something that was adjusted in that mound visit or in the between innings?
To be honest with you, just the rain kind of stopped as much. It's twice now, 2 weeks, four guys had to throw in the rain. And it's just hard. You know, the ball's wet, even though the umpire, home plate umpire, I thought was terrific, managing the field in the rain, was giving new balls. But it's just a little bit harder in the rain when the wind's blowing hard and just kind of had to settle back in. But once the rain stopped and he got back into feeling more comfortable, was able to compete. And he was outstanding, really, really executed well.
And how big was that for Perkins to go six innings for the bullpen to lock it down going into tomorrow's rubber match?
Yeah, what he really did was set the tempo for us. He showed if you can command pitches and you can locate your fastball, and the rest of the plate can open up. We just weren't able to do that yesterday. He was able to set the tone with that and then obviously be able to save the rest of those arms for tomorrow. But, you know, the thing is we have to get all those guys in there. Holderfield's going to be a big-time arm for us. Ty Bothell's going to be a good arm for us. So we need those guys to continue to get on the field, especially so early in the season. We just need those guys to get on the field and continue to compete and do a good job because they're going to be counting the pitch big innings.
And we've seen that the infield D has really been solid throughout the season. I mean, today with the two double plays and a couple other real tight ones, just how big is that coming in with an entirely new infield this year?
It's been a major focal point of ours in recruiting to recruit players that we feel like can really play quality defense. It's just so hard to outscore a poor defense, right? As an offensive player to outhit your poor defensive play. So to have the ability to have players that can really take care of the ball, it just makes it so much harder for the big inning to happen. I've just been so happy and so pleased with our infield defense. Especially considering we have two freshmen in there, and obviously all four new players, but two of them being freshmen, done a wonderful job.
And finally, personally, Ellis's bomb in the second, that rivals Schwarber's over Louisville's batter's eye in 2014. How does that one rank for ones that you've seen?
It's about as far as I think a baseball can be hit. He's about as big and strong of a man as I've ever seen in college baseball, and it went as far as he could hit it. You know, I was just as impressed with his ability to get back to the middle of the field and hit that home run to center field as well. But Matt is a special player, and you can see his confidence coming. You know, it's an adjustment for him to come in. He's done a great job adjusting his swing, making adjustments, his approach, and his swing. But coming to a different level, he's just such a special kid, but a really sensational player. I'm excited to see him get some confidence and kind of figure this level out a little bit because he's a scary guy.
So that second inning home run, where does that quite rank in the home runs you've hit in your career?
That was a pretty good one. That was a good one. You know, we've been working hard, and, you know, I threw it for my first at bat after I kind of just, you know, welled away at that two-strike pitch on the line. I was able to score those two runs, and I was going to end for a good day. And then, you know, next thing you know, we get the lineup back around really quick, and I'm able to do some damage after I take a changeup. And I think that was pretty much it. Just taking the changeup, getting the fastball was important, and I did some damage in it.
And so far, your early results this year are real good. What are some of the biggest adjustments you've made moving up to this level?
Yeah, 100%. We, you know, as I got here early, there was a lot of flaws in my swing and stuff like that I didn't really recognize I was able to get away with. And now, you know, I got here with Mercer, Weatherford, and Simmons, and really just worked hard. And and they've helped me make the, you know, the adjustments I've needed to do. Mainly it's just doing the things that we do every day, the drill work, the process that they had since the first day I've got here, just kind of sticking with it every day has kind of led me to this point.
And what did you guys do to bounce back after the tough loss yesterday? You really came out on fire.
As the last few games go, you can see kind of what our offense is capable of and kind of what we're going to do the rest of the season. You know, we've been rolling good, and I think there's more in the tank. We're going to continue to do this, and the pitchers are going to come around. You know, if anybody watches our program or knows our program, we're glad the pitchers are there, and they're going to be there. So it's just keeping the offense rolling and let the pitchers do what they do.
And finally, what's behind the phone to your ear celebration we keep seeing? Whose idea was that one?
Bobby Whalen's idea. You know, he was kind of the idea behind it. He's trying to find guys to step up and answer the call. You know, we've had a lot of times this season where we've left runners on or hadn't got the job done. So we're just trying to answer the call, you know, answer that phone and answer for our team. You know, take advantage of what we're given and do the best we can.
The series in Springfield will be decided later today at 1 p.m. Eastern time. IUBase.com's Cassidy Palmer will again be on hand with coverage on Twitter. And that will conclude the series. Thank you for listening to Talking Hoosier Baseball. See you at the BART.